Judges chapter 18. As we've considered the book of Judges, we said the book of Judges falls into three major parts. The first couple chapters deal with Israel departing from Yahweh. The next section, all the way through chapter 16, deals with the oppression that comes upon the people of God from the foreign nations. And we see God regularly rescuing His people after they repent from the sins that they had fallen into, which led to their oppressions. And so we see God raising up these judges or military deliverers as well as civil magistrates. But in chapter 17 and following, we have kind of the third major section. We have the corruption, the internal corruption of the people of God during this period. Not only the external oppression, but the internal corruption. We see it begins with idolatry in a family, and now we see it moving to a big family within the tribe of Dan, some of the Danites. So we'll pick up the story in Judges 18, verses 14 through the end of the chapter. Judges 18, 14 through 31. Let us hear God's word. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto their brethren, Do ye know that there is in these houses an ephod, and a teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And they turned thitherward, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, even unto the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And the five men that went to spy out the land went up, and came in thither, and took the graven image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. Then said the priest unto them, What do ye? And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel. And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image and went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said unto Micah, What aileth thee, that thou comest with such a company? And he said, Ye have taken away my gods which I made, and my priest, and ye are gone away. And what have I more? And what is this that ye say to me? What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard amongst us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life and the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back unto his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came to Laish, unto a people that were at quiet and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rehob. And they built the city, and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born of Israel. Albeit, the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Just several observations here. We have the five informing of the 600 of the fact that these images and this priest are in Micah's home. And clearly the 600 decide to take them. So they're willing to steal them. We see the five men fetching the images in verses 16 through 18. The 600 approach the gates of the house, of the land that Micah has. And while Micah, or the priest there, who later is named Jonathan, is out there speaking with them, the five go and steal the images, the ephod, the teraphim. So we see these Danites ready, willing to break the eighth commandment so that they can then break the second commandment and be idolaters. We see them flattering and convincing the priest. This priest, if he wanted to serve in the priesthood, could have served in the priesthood where he was located. He could have went to Shiloh and offered himself for service there, but he was not called to be a private chaplain of Micah. But see, once he's taken it upon himself to be a false priest, to be in it for money, he's very willing to be in it for more money. And for more prestige, when the 600 say, why don't you come with us? We see that he and his sons then minister, we're told, all the way to the captivity. I think this is where we see that occasionally there are some additions made by some chroniclers in these books. This book was probably finished much before someone puts in that little bit extra note that this man and this man's family continued to serve as false priests in this city of Dan all the way to the captivity of Israel under the Assyrians. We then see that Micah, apparently out somewhere at the time, he finds out his things have been stolen, his priest has been stolen. He gathers his neighbors. I think it's likely that his neighbors probably were participating in false worship with him. They have some interest in these things as well. They go forth to try to recover them. We see just how silly Micah is. He calls these images my gods. He's really lost a lot. That's how foolish idolaters are. And they really think they lose a lot when they lose their gods, their false gods. We also see, as Matthew Henry says, that it is common that might overcomes right. Micah says, you have no right to these things, but they say, well, we're stronger than you. So, yes, we do. And Micah finally decides that his life's more important than these idols and heads back. But we again see that these 600 are now willing to commit murder so they can have these idols. Breaking the first table of the law will always lead to violations of the second table of the law. And then we see the 600 taking the city of Laish in verses 27 through 31. They conquer it. They burn it. Apparently they had to burn it to take it over. But then apparently they rebuild the city. And as part of rebuilding the city, they set up these idols and they place this man, this Levite named Jonathan, as the priest, and say that his sons can be the future priests. Now, many years later, when there's a schism in Israel and King Jeroboam leads 10 of the tribes away from the Davidic king, Rehoboam, Jeroboam is then prepared to set up golden calf worship in this city of Dan. So that idolatry continued throughout this period and all the way to Jeroboam, when it's established. And again, at some level, this man Jonathan's sons and grandsons and the like are involved in that false worship all the way to the Assyrian captivity in 722 B.C. Just one last comment. Matthew Henry, commenting on the chapter, says this: see how dangerous it is to admit an infection. For spiritual diseases are not so soon cured as caught. For spiritual diseases are not so soon cured as caught. Here we see this spiritual disease of idolatry, growing from Micah's house, potentially Micah's neighbors. Now it's grown to a family of 600 of the Danites who are now prepared to establish a more corporate worship that's false and that involves idolatry and a clear violation of the second commandment. And this begins the demise at some level, the corruption, the inner corruption that keeps growing in Israel that will lead to golden calf worship under Jeroboam, which will continue through the whole period until the Assyrian captivity.